From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is on the verge of suspending talks with Russia concerning Syria. Kerry said Thursday bilateral engagement with Russia over Syria is irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place in Aleppo.
It is inappropriate to be bombing the way they are. It is completely against the laws of war. It is against decency. It's against any common morality. And it is costing enormously.
Kerry spoke Thursday at a Washington forum. Russia is backing a campaign launched by forces loyal to the government, trying to capture the city of Aleppo's rebel-held sector. Somalia's government is demanding an explanation from the United States for a Wednesday airstrike in central Somalia. The Pentagon said in a news release on Thursday that its forces launched what it called a self-defense strike against al-Shabaab militants near the town of Galkayo. It says at least 9 of the militants were killed in the attack. India's army said Thursday it has launched what it called surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan. The strikes follow a militant attack on an Indian army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. An Indian military official told a news conference Thursday that the strikes were carried out to thwart terrorist teams positioned along the disputed Kashmir border. U.S. President Barack Obama is flying to Israel, where he will speak at the funeral of former Israeli leader Shimon Peres. Mr. Obama will head a delegation of 32 U.S. officials. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas plans to travel to Jerusalem Friday to attend the funeral, hoping to send a message that Palestinians are for peace. This is VOA News. Ukraine Thursday marked the 75th anniversary of the worst single massacre of civilians in World War II, the 1941 slaughter at Babi Yar. Nazi SS forces and Ukrainian collaborators murdered nearly 34,000 Jewish men, women, and children during a two-day period in a Kiev forest. Only a handful managed to survive. Amnesty International says Sudanese forces have used chemical weapons against civilians in the Darfur region. Jill Craig has more.
Since January, people in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur have reported blisters and rashes on their skin, cases of their skin falling off, eye problems including total vision loss, bloody vomit and diarrhea, and severe respiratory problems. All of these are symptoms of chemical exposure that Amnesty International says came from weapons used by the government of Sudan. As many as 250 people, including many children, may have died as a result of chemical attacks, says the rights group. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Major U.S. presidential candidates Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned Thursday in the states where each won their first electoral victory during the primaries. Trump campaigned in New Hampshire.
We're going to work very hard together over the next 40 days. Can you believe it? 40 days. This started June 16th in New York City, and here we are. And we're going to win this state. We're going to win back the White House. We're going to make America great again.
Clinton made an appearance in Iowa.
Each and every one of you have the chance to make sure that we keep our country on the right path. We have 40 days to win an election that's going to affect the next 40 years of our country.
Hillary Clinton. At least one person was killed and more than 100 injured Thursday when a commuter train crashed into a busy rail station in Hoboken, New Jersey. A Hoboken City spokesman says the train derailed and plowed through a platform during the morning rush hour. The cause of the crash has not been determined. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has formally signed and put into force a peace pact with an ethnic Pashtun warlord. Gulbuddin Hekmatyar addressed the signing ceremony held at the presidential palace in Kabul via a video link. He said peace was in Afghanistan's best interest. The U.S. has branded Hekmatyar a global terrorist. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday he will press Russia to support efforts by the United Nations Security Council to prosecute those responsible for bringing down a Malaysian airliner that crashed over eastern Ukraine in 2014. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.